Listener Production.
Fresh concerns has authorities repeating calls for us to get the vaccine. Investigations continue into a torched car and the Western Bulldogs to don the Boandic-inspired jersey once again. Hi and welcome to Limestone Coast Local News. It's Lee Jollo with you to share the news from our backyard. Cloudy with showers increasing throughout the day. We are heading for tops of 15 in both Mount Gambier and Narracourt. Let's get to it. The push to have more of our kids vaccinated against COVID has taken another step forward. Authorities announcing 40 primary schools will be transformed into Vax Hub within the next fortnight and run for 10 weeks, targeting children aged 5 to 12. It comes as SA Health issue a warning about another rare but serious condition linked to COVID doing the rounds in kids. It's called PIMS-TS, and Chief Public Health Officer Nicola Spurrier is stressing the importance of vaccination.
And it's a paediatric multi-system inflammatory disorder, and I was just on the phone to one of our doctors at the Women's and Children's Hospital, and it's now up to 9. She told me that there's been 96 cases actually in Australia now to date.
Investigations continue into that torched car. Police were called to Mount Burr over the weekend, finding a car completely destroyed by fire. The Ford sedan was located at the intersection of Overland Track and Mount Burr Road. It's allegedly stolen from a Tantanoola address on Saturday night. Anyone with information is urged to call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000. Watch out for wild mushrooms. That's the warning from SA Health, who say the death cap mushies have been spotted early this season. Around two-thirds of yearly mushroom poisoning cases involve children aged less than 5 years old. Dr. David Simon from SA Health says ingesting them can cause serious illness or even death.
In the last few weeks, with the rain and the weather change, we've seen mushrooms pop up everywhere, and our message today is that the best place to get our mushrooms is from our local supermarkets, because differentiating between those mushrooms which are toxic and those which are edible is very tricky and very difficult.
The Western Bulldogs will again don the Boandic-inspired Guernsey in this year's Sir Doug Nicholls round in the AFL. It's been designed by a former Bulldog and local boy, Lindsay Gilby, reflecting his family history and featuring Blue Lake in the centre. This weekend will mark the first time the special Guernsey is worn in front of fans after last year's match was played in front of an empty Marvel Stadium. And Youth Week continues in Mount Gambier today. Charge Up Arvos continues and runs through the week at the library. It's offering free coffee, snacks and space to chill out with bean bags and different groups to speak to each day. Today it's Nick from Headspace. Let's look at some sport now, and it's been another great weekend for the Mount Gambier Pioneers in the NBL 1. Back-to-back weekends down in Melbourne, and still no one's able to beat our men's side. They enjoyed a 19-point win over Ringwood on Saturday and going on to down Keilor by 8 on Sunday. They're the only men's squad still unbeaten after 6 matches. No surprise when you've got Nick Marshall and Michael Harris, the second and third highest point scorers in the league, and Kane DeWitt, who's miles ahead for assists. The Pioneers women's side suffered their first loss, going down to the Hawks, but they're still top of the table as well. The reward is a return to the Ice House this Friday, where they'll play host to Geelong. And for the latest local news throughout the day, download the Listener app. Listener.